If you ask a group of people what it means to be an American, you might get a different answer from each person. For instance, responses based on someone's political beliefs, family history, military record, or other life experience. But what does it mean to be an American for people from underrepresented groups, in an era where civility and tolerance are sometimes in short supply? WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell is exploring the topic in our new series called I'm an American. Taryn introduces us to a Muslim woman from Milwaukee in the first installment.
Janaa Najib has lived in Milwaukee most of her life. She was born in Jerusalem of Palestinian heritage, but came to the United States with her family when she was 4 years old. Najib says her family's relationship with Milwaukee goes back even further, starting with her grandfather.
My paternal grandfather used to come to the United States as a merchant. He used to bring the Oriental carpets and different types of materials and art artifacts to sell in the United States. And so he would go to a few different cities, but one of his main bases, interestingly, was Milwaukee. And so there was a very small group of other individuals that lived in Milwaukee. And so this was one of the places that he would come to.
Najib is the president of the Milwaukee Muslim Women's Coalition and director of the Islamic Resource Center in Greenfield. Its library, open to the public, features thousands of books about Muslims and Islam. Najib says much of her work involves building bridges with the broader community. For our new series, I'm an American, I asked Najib to describe how being an American fits into her identity.
Well, I see myself as an American Muslim woman, activist of Palestinian heritage.
Najib says there are more than 1 billion Muslims worldwide, and you can't always look at someone and tell if he or she is Muslim.
There are Chinese Muslims. There are Muslims from Bosnia and Macedonia in Europe. There are Muslims from Nigeria and from the Arab world. There's Pakistan, Bangladesh, Muslims in India. So Muslims really are very, very diverse.
But even though there's a large and diverse population of Muslims, Najib says many people unfamiliar with Islam have distorted views. She says they believe negative stereotypes about Muslims being violent or Islam oppressing women, things she says have no merit. And Najib says sometimes people outside the faith believe Muslims are out of place in the U.S., including Muslim women who choose to wear the traditional hijab head covering. Najib shares this personal story from years ago.
My husband and I went to a Packers game, and I was wearing a green and gold scarf, and I had gone to go to the restroom, and I was coming out of the restroom, and a woman, you know, very large woman, started just shouting things at me, saying, you know, this is America, we don't dress this way, and making comments like this. And I was pregnant at the time.
Najib says what bothered her more than the woman's comments was the fact that no one around spoke up.
Silence, it means you're a part of the problem.
Yet Najib says because of the company she keeps, she rarely experiences prejudice. But she adds it's a frequent theme in her work.
As an activist, I feel it is a responsibility for me to be out there representing in order to lessen the harm that comes to the Muslim community, the immigrant community, the refugee community, to communities of color, because anytime any one of those groups is targeted, we all become a target.
Najib says prejudice may not go away in this country, but she says it's up to open-minded and welcoming people to make sure that those who have the prejudicial attitudes aren't the ones defining what it means to be an American. Taryn Powell, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for race and ethnicity reporting is provided by The Doman Company.
WUWM's I'm an American series will be featured throughout the coming months.